Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Foreign leaders are continuing their acknowledgement of Donald Trump's U.S. election victory, even from countries that he has threatened. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said she had a very cordial phone call Thursday with Trump, who has threatened to slap steep tariffs on the neighboring country. It was a very cordial call. In general, we talked about the good relationship between Mexico and the United States. There came a moment when he raised, there was the issue of the border. He just said it, and I said, yes, there is the issue of the border. Order, but there will be space to talk about it. Sheinbaum, Mexico's first woman president who took office on October 1st, has reassured Mexicans that there is no reason to worry about Trump's victory despite his threats of tariffs and mass migrant deportations. Foreign Minister Juan Ramon de la Fuente stressed that Mexico's migrant model is working and will stay in place. European Union leaders signed a declaration Friday on competitiveness at their informal summit. Reforming Europe's economy is all the more urgent following President-elect Trump's win, warned the author of a blockbuster report, Mario Draghi, ahead of the talks with EU leaders in Budapest. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni says Europe needs to find a balance and take stock of itself. In the end, the debate, if we want to put it with a bit of humor that evokes American presidents, is don't ask what the United States can do for you, ask what Europe should do for itself. Discussions at the summit also turned towards aid for Ukraine and what Europe needs to do against the growing Russian threat. This comes as officials say Russian strikes have battered three regions of Ukraine in nighttime attacks, resulting in at least one death. Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter the growing number of attacks, even as doubts deepen over what Kyiv can expect from a new U.S. administration. This is VOA News. Five people were treated in hospitals and dozens were arrested after people attacked Israeli fans in hit-and-run assaults overnight after a soccer game in Amsterdam. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Dutch broadcaster NOS says a Palestinian flag had been ripped off a building in the center of the city on Wednesday. Ahead of the game, video showed large crowds of supporters of the Israeli team Maccabi Tel Aviv chanting anti-Arab slogans.
Here and there,
Peter Holler, the city's acting police chief, tells a news conference groups of Maccabi were walking through the city center and rioters committed hit-and-run actions targeting Israeli supporters. Israel's Foreign Minister has left urgently for the Netherlands. Israel initially ordered two planes to be sent to bring the fans back, but later the Prime Minister's office said it would work to help citizens arrange commercial flights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military said Friday it was planning to reopen the Kisufim crossing into central Gaza to increase the flow of aid into the southern end of the strip. The move comes amid growing international pressure on Israel to get more aid into Gaza, where aid agencies have warned of a gathering humanitarian crisis in the north of the enclave and where Israeli troops have been conducting a major operation for more than a month. The UN Human Rights Office said on Friday nearly 70% of the fatalities it has verified in the Gaza war were women and children, and condemned what it called a systematic violation of the fundamental principles of international humanitarian law. Yemen's Houthi spokesperson Yahya Saria said they targeted Israel's southern Nevatim air base with a hypersonic ballistic rocket called Palestine 2 and downed a U.S. MQ-9 Reaper in Yemeni airspace early on Friday. Speaking during a pro-Palestinian protest, Saria said the group will continue its targeted operations, imposing a naval blockade on Israel, and would target any ships belonging to, linked to, or heading to Israel until Israel's military operations stop in Gaza and Lebanon.
I will now travel to Arsinoe Throne to advise President Higgins, pursuant to Section 2 of Article 13 of our Constitution, to dissolve Dáil Éireann to allow a general election to be held on Friday, the 29th of November.
Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris called for a general election on Friday with his centre-right Fine Gael party tipped to win a fourth consecutive term. Harris had until March to go to the polls, but has been paving the way for an earlier election since a €10.5 billion giveaway budget that began hitting voters' wallets this month. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.